to look at what's happening this morning is Sharon Allseth. Good morning.
Thank you, Scott. Good morning, everyone. There's more bus traffic out this morning as Indianapolis public school students head back to class today. It's a little earlier than usual, part of a new school calendar called a balance schedule with summer break cut by 2 weeks. IPS officials hope to reduce summer brain drain by keeping their 30,000 kids in school on the more balanced calendar, though they'll have the same number of school days throughout the year. One of Indiana University's longest-serving presidents died over the weekend, leaving behind a legacy of economic growth and academic achievement. From WFIU in Bloomington, Sarah Whitmire reports John Ryan served the IU system as president for 16 years, but his involvement with the university extended more than 50 years.
During his tenure from 1971 through 1987, Ryan expanded the university so it would have regional campuses in every part of the state. He also established a number of programs, including the Office of International Affairs, the School of Journalism, the School of Continuing Studies, the School of Optometry, and one of the best schools of its kind, the School of Public and Environmental Affairs, or SPIA. Indiana University spokesperson Mark Land says Ryan accomplished all of these things during a difficult time for the university.
He came during a time when there apparently was a little bit of the relations between faculty and administration and between the university and the state legislature maybe weren't perfect, and he worked very hard to improve those relations. He was a very strategic thinker. He also had a very good sense of the power of a place like IU beyond the borders of the state of Indiana.
IU President Michael McRobbie wrote, "The entire IU community and many across the state and the nation mourn the passing of President Emeritus John Ryan. Ryan played a pivotal role in the growth and development of Indiana University and was a major figure in higher education nationally and internationally." Reporting from Bloomington, I'm Sarah Whitmire.
IU officials say they're looking for ways to fund foreign language instruction after federal officials cut their funding by $1.7 million. But they're hoping Congress will see the importance of such programs and restore funding to 2010 levels. IU President McRobbie is one of more than 80 college and university presidents who have signed a letter urging Congress to restore the funds. McRobbie says IU's programs have helped train foreign language scholars, military personnel, and public service leaders for generations. Indiana State Police are also lamenting a cut in federal funding. Theirs used to clean up meth labs. Indiana is on track to hit nearly 1,500 meth lab seizures this year, which would be a record. More than 740 labs have been seized through June. State police say cleaning up a meth lab can cost between $2,300 and $2,500. The Methamphetamine Suppression Section says the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration used to pay $40,000 per month, but that money is no longer available. The state has cut back on non-essential expenses to help cover the cost. This is the first full week of the Indiana State Fair. It's Family Midway Day today with unlimited rides for $22, and tonight the 4-H Grand Champions will be named. WFYI weather, today through tomorrow, partly sunny with a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Today's high 89, overnight low 73, tomorrow's high 86. Wednesday and Thursday, mostly sunny with highs near 84, and Friday and Saturday, a slight chance of showers and storms with highs near 86. Right now it's clear, 72 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Allseth.
Okay, Sharon, thank you very much. It's 6:34 now in sports. A couple of big races yesterday. Pole sitter Scott Dixon took control of...